Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 9, 1805. Le Borgne, chief of the Minotaures. Clark wrote in some notes that they were visited today by the Grand Chief of the Minotaures. Today's journal entry gives the details.
A cloudy, cold, and windy morning. Wind from the north. Walked up to see the party that is making pirogues about 5 miles above this. The wind, hard and cold. On my way up, I met the main chief of the Minotaures with 4 Indians on their way to see us. I requested him to proceed on to the fort where he would find Captain Lewis. I should be there myself in course of a few hours. Sent the interpreter back with him and proceeded on myself to the canoes. Found them nearly finished, the timber very bad. After visiting all the pirogues where I found a number of Indians, I wind up to the upper Mandan village and smoked a pipe, the greatest mark of friendship and attention with the chief, and returned. On my return, found the Minotauri chief about setting out on his return to his village, having received from Captain Lewis a gorget, armbands, a shirt, scarlet, for which he was much pleased. Those things were given in place of sundry articles sent to him, which he says he did not receive. 2 guns were fired for this man. Captain William Clark, March 9, 1805.
A gorget was originally a piece of armor that protected the throat. By the 18th century, the gorget had become a decorative plate hung around the neck to symbolize officer status. Le Borgne, or One Eye, was considered the most notorious chief by the traders and trappers on the upper Missouri at this period. He had a formidable, mostly bad reputation. Trader and traveler accounts agree in describing him as ugly, brutal, lecherous, bad-tempered, and homicidal. He was less than cordial to Lewis and Clark, but more favorable toward the British travelers, and helpful to François-Antoine Larocque. The Hidatsa finally threw him out of power in 1813. He was reportedly killed by a Hidatsa chief named Redchild. Tomorrow, the Black Moccasins.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.